morning, Justin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Are you doing pretty well? Have you given up hashtag dandy?
I haven't. Hashtag dandy. Man, I gave that up real quick, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm doing dandy.
You doing dandy?
Hashtag.
Hey, there you go. Good deal. Glad you're dandy.
Thank you for bringing that back.
Well, you know, I just figure good things need to be reminded every
That's
now
right.
and then.
That's
so,
right.
You know, just trying to create some Justinisms.
You should show them our new sound effect.
I do. I should. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. The record scratch. He's going to start rapping next.
Not today. Not today. We'll save it for another episode.
That'll be a very polarizing episode.
There you go.
Mark raps.
That's right. I enjoy the technology, and it's fun to hear some different things.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, with the headset, you just hear so much more.
You do.
Or at least I do, I should say.
It's like, 3D listening.
Yeah.
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 Sometimes it's a little intimidating. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
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 It's good, though.
3D listening. I like that image,
3D
too.
3D listening.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like that.
It does. Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations.
It kind of, and I was thinking about that even in the context of our subject this morning.
3D listening.
Yeah.
And our subject.
Yeah.
Is.
And our subject is faith this morning.
Yeah. And I can't wait to hear this connection.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about it in the context of, you know, faith for me is this connection between, well, I'll put it out there, you know, a triune God. And myself, you know, and other people, to where it's probably more than 3Ds, but it's multidimensional, you know, from my perspective, and how realistically what I'm doing is a result, or who I am as a result of people's faith before me and the things that, you know, will happen in the future will be a result of some of my faith seeds being planted, you know, and it's just, I just think about that and recognizing, God is sovereign over all of that.
Yeah.
So it's just very, it's not linear. In other words,
faith, 3D
or more. Yeah. That's kind of the, you know, aren't we up to like more than that now?
To what?
I heard 4D the other day. I thought
4D.
Yeah.
I think, what is 4D? I'm trying to remember. 3D is, I feel like they call 4D when they add motion, you know, like those rides, that 3D rides where you sit in a chair that also moves.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they call that 4D.
I gotcha. Yeah. I heard that in a reference. It's like, it made me wonder for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way.
Yeah. Can't say I'm up to the latest D technology.
It's kind of X, Y, and Z access, you know, So yeah. That's kind of.
Yeah. Where's the last, the next
where access? Where are you adding another one, you know?
Horizontal.
Yeah. But either way. So yeah, that's where I'm at. So.
I meant to say diagonal. Horizontal. Sorry. I couldn't let that go. Yeah.
We know we have fact checkers out there.
Right. We know they're going to do it. That'd be great to have a fact check. Episode.
I will say I did get a good shout out from one of our listeners it was on the Corey Ten Boom when we talked about who wrote you
they
know
were shouting at
my mother-in-law, she said that was so funny that you called that, because there I was just shouting into the computer, into my phone, saying it's Corey Ten Boom.
I think we heard her, that's why it finally came to us. That and Google.
There you go. No, it was just funny.
That is funny.
Yeah,
that's great.
So like, and that being said, we appreciate you, all of our listeners, just kind of comments and share and just kind of, Yeah, so it's, yeah, the it's fun. Yeah,
feedback is great.
We yeah, love the feedback. It's fun to hear.
Yeah, even if you disagree or fact yeah. check us, I mean, it's just fun to have the conversations, as we say. So
yeah, no doubt.
So faith.
Yeah.
What do you know about faith, Mark?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Same.
I've really kind of been the been fact checking, recognizing that you know when Jesus talks about, you know, if you have the faith of a mustard seed type stuff, you know, yeah. and I want to, maybe I'm quoting that incorrectly. I'm not saying he said the faith of a mustard seed, the faith, the size of a mustard seed. Mm-hmm. Cause you figure.
You want me to look it up?
Yeah. I'm thinking about it as a size thing.
Yeah.
Versus faith that a mustard seed has.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah,
follow me.
Like I saw it for right.
Yeah,
or a simile. But,
yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, yeah.
Like a mustard seed. Yeah. Now I'm gonna look it up, Mark, because I'm just so I can't.
But I'm thinking about it. If you know, in a reference, as Jesus did it, and by all means, check it out. But I'm thinking about it as you know, basically the faith the size of a mustard seed. You know, you can say to this mountain, move, and, you know, you can kind of throw it into the sea type thing.
Yeah.
And granted, I apologize, that's my best paraphrase. But it helps me recognize that my faith probably isn't nearly that big.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. you think of a mustard seed as very yeah. small, and I can remember, you know, like there's the jewelry mustard seed, you know, like where they can encapsulate, you know, I've seen a mustard seed encapsulated in, what is it, not like epoxy.
Resin
yeah. And it's just interesting to think about, you know. But, so yeah, I just recognize, did you have it there?
Yeah, I got it on Bible Hub.
Oh,
you
cool.
know what Bible Hub is?
Yeah.
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 So I can read like 52 versions if you want.
No, I'm all good.
What's your favorite version?
Whichever you want to choose.
I like New Living Translation.
There you go. Go for it.
You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Faith-like.
Yep.
Faith even as small as a mustard seed.
So yeah.
There you go. We got that part down.
We did. Nice job. Thank you for checking that out.
Oh, my pleasure. We got to start fact checking. So.
Yeah. But I was thinking about it too in the context of in our lives. Well, I would dare say today, especially in our culture, there is a ton of information out there. I was having a discussion the other day with an individual. What do kids, you know, need to learn? And you know, and in reality, you know, memorizing history,
right?
No offense, it doesn't really matter. I'm not saying history teaching doesn't matter. Don't get me wrong there, but you know, all the information. If you want to know what the Gettysburg Address says, you can. Well, if you want to know what whatever that verse was, where Matthew.
Would you like to guess on that? You're pretty good at these numbers. Yeah, this is numbers at this point, and you're good with numbers.
Well, it's going to be a guess. I'm going to go up higher, like 19.
Close.
Yeah.
Go down two.
17. Okay.
All right. Verse?
24.
20.
Okay.
You were 19, 20, and then 17. Wait, you said, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You were close.
Yeah.
Well done.
But either way. That's where I was at. But we were having this conversation about what kids need to know.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
You know, a lot of that paradigm of how teaching works and what we learn certainly was created way before the internet was a thing, right?
Sure.
So there's this idea that, like, we have a limited time on Earth, 100 years max.
Sure.
And, you know, we want to try and you know, carry everything that's been brought till now into the next generation, and it's on you, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's on you to do it to your kids and, like, kind of that informational carry on. Of course, books and all that. You know, but I'm just saying, it's like so much of that knowledge is like what you learned in school is what you're going to have with you for your life.
Sure.
Like, but like you're saying, What do they have to learn now? And I feel like there's certainly things they have to learn now, but they are way more principle oriented.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that when you find the stuff on Google, you know how to translate it, you know, using principles. And I don't know that we've necessarily come around to shifting the way we do education.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
And this happened to be a homeschooler that I was, you know, a homeschooling parent that I happened to be talking to. So, you know, it's just,
okay.
You know, in this age, you know, as far as having so much information available, you know, it can be, it's almost like a redefining. Like we talked about cursive handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, people that do that well, you know, are still respected, but at the same time, it's like, is that something that we need to be teaching in our...
Like a core part of...
Yeah. So that's kind of where it came from. But as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about it in the context of all the information, all the things that we hear, you know, or see in the process of a day. And we can hear all that and we can even think about all that, but the process becomes, it's not until our, you know, the limbic system of our brain says, yeah, I believe
this. Is
that the
lower back part of the brain?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. I know it's the limbic system, but you know, it's not until the limbic system of our brain says, I believe this, that it actually becomes a transformative truth.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that in the context of faith, you know, that how important it is to believe that, you know, God is acting or willing to act on our behalf based on our ability to say, okay, there's no way I can do this in my own strength. And I think about, you know, how many things there are that we desire to do. And yet I tend to do that at times in my own strength versus that wrestling in such a way that says, okay, yeah. And I'm actually, I can remember part of my faith. I can remember, we were, Chris and I were looking for housing in New York State, and it was at the top of the market. And it was like, you know, we like were
2007 or something.
No, it would have been like 2003, maybe. Yeah. But it was definitely the height of the market where we were at. And I can remember, you know, we were looking for places, and it just seemed like, you know, we were having to spend a ton of money, you know, just to find something that we'd tear down and, you know, remodel.
Yeah.
And we were, and it's like, and I can remember I was listening to Ron Hutchcraft as I was heading to work. It was a real foggy morning, about 6:30 in the morning. And it was just, you know.
Is that pre-podcast?
Oh, far pre-podcast. Yeah. Far.
AM like radio?
Yeah. definitely pre this podcast. But like you say, 2003.
Yeah.
So you can bring the podcast history, me up to date in podcast history. But I would say that was pre-podcasting.
Pre-explosion of podcasting, certainly.
Sure. Yeah. But
now I'm curious.
Yeah. But I can remember the area, Ron, you know, and he brought up I believe it's in Hebrews, he talked about, you know, without faith, it is impossible to, you know, without faith, it is impossible to
please God.
Please God. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. I thought for some reason it was coming to, without faith, it's impossible
to
trust
Linda
God.
I heard Linda shouting to them. It's please God.
Exactly. But I was thinking about, in that moment, it was like God gave me the ability to say, okay, you can go forward and you can build your own house. And it just began a process of finding property and, you know, and just began a journey of basically saying, okay, yeah, you're one person, but yet because of who God is, there was just multiple times. That was just a huge faith building opportunity for me and Chris, I would say, because there was just time after time when it's like there was stuff that needed to be done and people showed up, you know, and it was like each time it was like, okay, God, you. I'm trusting you in this process. I can remember, and maybe I've shared it, but I had a good friend, his name was Rick, and we were at the point where we were going away for a wedding on a weekend, and it's like this is the roofing. Have I told you this story?
I have. I think on this podcast.
Have I?
But I think Rick story. You should share the whole story in context of faith.
Yeah, because this was like a faith step for me that I just so remember, and I apologize, listeners,
share it before.
Yeah. So, well, like I say,
it's a good one.
But it was to the point that we were going away for a wedding, and I had, you know, lined up everything to be able to get shingles on the roof before we, you know, went away. And it was to the point that I had the boom truck lined up and everything, you know, and I get this call about 7:00. It's like, nope, boom truck's down. We can't get you shingles. I mean, we could probably put it on a truck and bring it to you, but we just have to offload them, you know? And it was like, oh,
yeah, and the idea of the boom truck is they would deliver it, but yeah, put them right on your roof.
Right on the roof. Yep, two stories in the air. Yeah. They'd just be able to, put them all right up there.
Yeah, and which kind of is the difference between one person maybe being able to do it or like,
crew. Yeah, in other words, I was good as long as they were on the roof, but I didn't really want to spend my entire day
hiking up a ladder two stories with shingles over your...
Exactly.
Yeah, nuts.
And it was like, okay, it is what it is. You know, I'm not, me getting mad, you know, isn't going to change anything. Mm. And then it was interesting. I was just kind of sitting there and thinking about it and, okay, what's my next step? And my friend Rick, you know, who basically decided that morning that he had an open Friday and he'd come up and help me put shingles on the roof because it was something, you know, he knew. And he comes rumbling up the driveway in his rollback, you know, and it's, you know, a rollback is a thing that picks up cars. He did auto body.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he had this rollback and he came rumbling up the driveway. And I said, you know, it's like, I was lamenting, you know, to him about my service. He says, I was thinking about bringing the Mustang this morning, but you know, I brought the truck. There's no reason we can't go pick up those shingles and we'll put them up on the front of the rollback and we can lift the rollback up and we'll be right at the level of your front porch and we'll start and we can do the front porch and, you know, and it was like, yeah. And it was just God. That was a God moment that he provided. And granted,
thanks for not bringing the Mustang, Rick.
Yeah. You remember the bullet Mustang from, the movie years ago, he had one of those. The bullet.
What movie?
It was specific. Oh, now you're asking me to. Shucks.
Remember, we're fact checking.
Yep, people are screaming into the microphone again. And it was a cop show early on, and there was you can look.
I'm looking. I'm trying to see if it. Steve McQueen.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That was the.
Nice car. You should Google it like I did. You'll appreciate the beauty.
Who's the comedian in Father of the Bride? He's a Steve too.
Oh, Steve
Martin.
Yes.
That was the only part. That was the only. It's like I knew Steve, but it was Steve Martin. It wasn't Steve Martin. It was Steve McQueen. But he had, you know, so that was his choice.
Yeah,
that was his choice. And he brought the role back. And it was just, and it was really, it was a faith building step for me. And then granted, there's been a lot of opportunities where I've been able to see God move. Even with my limited, less than mustard seed size faith.
I mean, same. And just like even yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, some similar adjacent story is that we're, you know, adding a little addition to our house. And, you know, it's been waiting on some inspections.
Sure.
And, you know, the person that's been doing the inspection for the city seems to me that he's sort of a stickler, right?
Okay.
And so, you know, I was being prefaced about here's what we need to make sure we tell him, all this kind of stuff. Well, In my mind, this is where my faith was, okay? Well, he'll come. He'll, he won't pass it. We'll have a few things we have to do. And then I got to wait another week for all the cards to align for him to come back. You know, it's
sure.
Whatever. And just, that's where I was. Just, you know, this is what it's going to be. This is what it's been, you know, kind of doubt, like no faith.
Yeah, yeah.
And in my mind, I was like, this guy, he's, you know, this, I had his name in my mind. Uh-huh. I haven't met him. I'm like, he's going to come. I'm going to have this conversation. I'm not going to vibe.
Yeah.
he's going to fail us. Well, guess what? He didn't come. He was sick.
Oh, wow.
So this really awesome, nice, older gentleman
sure.
came. And yeah. we had a good old little conversation.
Sure.
And, you know, when he's about to leave, he said, well, there's nothing else to do but to pass and pass. So there was two he had to check, you know.
Sure.
And I was like, well, that's great.
You yeah. know?
And in my mind, there was no, this is kind of me, the thing about faith. Uh-huh. There was no pathway in my brain to a different person showing up today or yesterday. There was only this one person, and I was pretty sure I knew what he's going to do based on, you know, who knows what. Like, I'm not trying to say. And, you know, there was no faith to say he might not do that. I just had this feeling he would, you know?
Sure.
Well, guess what? It wasn't him. Like, that's yeah. kind of the difference that faith can have, you know, whether you have faith or not. There's a vast world of opportunities out there that we, in our limited vision, cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like Peter on the waves, like,
yeah,
you know, he saw Jesus walk in the water. He's like, oh, cool, that's a thing we can do. I didn't know that. Let's try it. And he got out, started walking to Jesus, and he goes, wait a second. We're not supposed to be able to do this, right? Yeah. And started looking at the waves and recognizing the reality of what he just stepped into.
Yeah.
He started to sink, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, I think so often we, our eyes, right?
Are sure.
on the wrong thing.
Yes.
And faith operates best when our eyes are focused on the right thing.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is the creator of possibilities, not sure. even the possibilities. It's not about having faith. Oh, maybe another inspector will come up, right?
Yeah.
But instead having the faith in the creator of possibilities to say, I don't know, but you do, you know?
Yeah.
And faith is the substance of things hoped for, right?
Sure.
So like, if I hope that this a different inspector will come, that's not the same thing as having faith. And then the substance of that hope coming through, right? Of like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Because we can hope for a lot of things, but if there's no faith attached to it.
Yeah.
There's no substance.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's at times what can be a disappointment.
Yeah.